I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
A lot of schools around us are making announcements that they're continuing to be closed down, some through the end of April. And we thought we'd get one of our good friends, Kelly, on the phone. She is a teacher, fourth grade teacher, right, Kelly?
Yes, fourth grade math and science.
Fourth grade math and science teacher. And we thought we'd talk to her a little bit here on 100.3 The Bull. Kelly, were you guys expecting this? And I'm talking about teachers. Were you all expecting this just in general, that they were going to extend these deadlines?
I think we were. You know, we watch the news. We see what's going on nationally. We hear how other schools are reacting across the country. And I think we kind of knew it was inevitable. We didn't want it to happen, but I think we all expected it.
How long have you all been out, by the way, at your school?
We've been out since the beginning of March. I think March 6th, whenever spring break started. So we had a week of spring break. And then the closures began right after spring break. Right at the beginning of March. Not fun. I miss my students.
I bet they miss you too. Yeah. Are you guys doing like the e-learning thing, or what are your kids doing?
Right. So what we've done so far is we've connected through a couple of whole class Zoom meetings where I can see all the kids. They can see each other and chat, and that's a fun platform. We've also started engaging the kids with our online learning. Right now, we're just kind of testing the waters, making sure that the kids can get on to the system. Just general fun little things like send me a picture of your favorite snack or, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Just
to
make sure
they
can, we'd be really good at that. We'd be really good at sending you snack pictures. So.
My favorite one was I had a student that sent me a picture of like 12 things.
Just one.
I love all those things.
Miss Kelly, the teachers are going to figure this out. The kids are super resilient, but the parents are the ones that are kind of struggling here. Is that fair to say?
Right. I think so, too. And rightfully so. Rightfully so. They're dealing with multiple kids at home.
Yeah. What's like your best advice that you give to parents out there who are kind of struggling right now?
The best advice I could give to parents is just to relax and not to worry about making sure that their students do everything that the teachers send out there. Don't put stress on your kiddos. Just let them do what they're able to do and maybe set a schedule. That would be one of the first things I would tell parents to do. Create a schedule for your home, whether it's, you know, child number one is on and engaging with the online platform at a certain time, and then it's child number two's turn. And just allow the kids to do what they can. And if they don't get finished with it, it's okay.
Okay.
An elementary school child is not going to be expected to be online as much as a high school child.
Kelly, we got a house full right now. Moms and dads and kids, everybody's at home together. And you know how us Texas dads are. We think we can do anything. So it'd be really easy to make a mistake for us butting in thinking, you know what, I'm going to teach the kid math. Why don't you try it this way or something like that and get it wrong. What are the things we should avoid while trying to homeschool or teach our kids?
I think you should avoid telling your kids that they're doing it wrong for the first thing. You know, listen to see what they have, what strategies they have, what they've learned from their teacher. And then you can, of course, add what you want to add in, but you can always check out websites that are free like Khan Academy, which have great videos on exactly how to do certain math concepts. That are easy for you and the child to understand, and you can learn together.
Kelly, thank you for taking time to be here. I tell you, I know it's got to be tough for teachers everywhere, and we just appreciate what you all are doing and the fact that you're having to adapt so quickly. Everything changed so fast, and just we appreciate you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. We can't wait to see our kiddos again.
All right. If you want to hear this, by the way, we'll have this up as a podcast on our website. You can download it and listen for the advice that she gave or share with friends or whatever as we try to get you through this.
It's George and Mo and Cowboy Dave. This is the Morning Bull on 100.3. The Bull.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.